Bismillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in, thumma ma ba'd. Once again, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'd like to give you a structural overview of these ayat that we just covered. This is part two of that same passage that began with Ibrahim alayhi salam. So once again, there are two passages that are conjoined together. They're all about the legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salam. One was the actual history, and the second was the delusions about that history. Right? That's how they're to be connected. This passage is also made up of seven parts, and the first interesting thing about it is the last ayah of the previous passage also constitutes the first ayah of this passage. So those seven parts are as follows. That nation is gone, they earned what they earned. تِلْكَ أُمَّةٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ لَهَا مَا كَسَبَتْ وَلَكُمْ مَا كَسَبْتُمْ. That's the first thing that's been said. Those are gone, you're responsible for what you do. The second is the delusion. They said, be Jewish or Christian, you'll be considered guided. And Allah says, no, He corrects that. The third argument that's made here is we believe in the same prophets as you do. In addition to our own revelation, there's a list of all the prophets made. And yet they're still stubborn. فَإِنَّمَا هُمْ فِي شِقَاقٍ. And Allah will be enough. Right? So I'll summarize. The first thing was that the old nation is gone. The second is be Jewish or Christian. That's what they said. The third is we said we believe in the same prophets. Why are you people stubborn? Okay? Then you have the fourth, which would be the heart of this whole thing. We have adopted the color of Allah. صِبْغَةَ اللَّهِ. And we are actual worship to Him. We've immersed ourselves entirely and purified ourselves by entering into slavery to Allah. And that's at the center here. That's the fourth passage. Then, of course, there is, why are you arguing with us? He's our God and yours. We have our deeds and yours. We're the ones sincere to Him. Remember that? That's the fourth, meaning we have the same, we believe in the same God. And then finally, or two more, the ancient prophets, were they Jewish or Christian? Is that what you're saying? Are you saying Ibrahim, Ismail, Ishaq, were they Jewish or Christian? What are you talking about? It's criticizing them. And of course it ends with, that nation is long gone. Right? So these seven parts that I ran through rather quickly, if you notice, the first of them is, that nation is long gone. And the last of them is also, that nation is long gone. It's mirroring this, the exact ayat. The second subject was, be Jewish and Christian and you will be guided. The second last subject is, are you saying the previous prophets were Jewish or Christian? So you see the mirroring that's happening here? The third subject was, we believe in the same prophets and yet you're stubborn. And then the third last subject is, we believe in the same God and yet you're stubborn. Why are you arguing with us? And the heart of it is, we have taken on the color of Allah. صِبْغَةَ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ صِبْغَةً. So there's this structural symmetry yet again in this passage. Passage after passage after passage repeats some kind of structure that goes back. And there's a linear kind of coherence, like, all these seven are connected to each other in order also, and then when you look at them, there's this parallels that are there also. This structural analysis is important, I feel, because inshallah ta'ala, when this is done in its completion, and there's a visual map of how the passages of the Quran are organized, then in the future, inshallah, other generations will come, other thinkers, scholars, ulama will come, and they'll actually see how these two ayat together give us profound insights. And without this analysis, perhaps we didn't see which ayat are looking or are being completed by which other ayat. You see? Because nufassilu al-ayat, Allah explains the ayat one by the other. And sometimes there are profound connections and we simply miss them because we didn't see how they were organized. So this helps inshallah ta'ala with the Quran's tafsir by itself. It'll give it a new dimension, inshallah ta'ala. And I pray that it's a benefit to the ummah. And also one of the things that it really to me highlights is how unbelievably organized the Quran is for an oral tradition. Like, this is one of its ijaz to me, without a doubt. One of the miracles of the Quran to me is how its speech is organized. How this was never elaborated historically. And yet, the more you do the structural analysis, literally of every subject matter, you find some kind of organization. That is just, it's beyond words. Like, I couldn't sit there and write a paragraph like this if I wanted to. Like, and this is in speech. And that too, speech that's revealed piecemeal. It's, subhanAllah, it's absolutely mind-boggling. But may Allah Azza wa Jalla give us an appreciation of the perfection of His kalam, and give us a better and better understanding of it. Barakallahu li wa lakum, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.